Now, the Duchess of Sussex has said Buckingham Palace could not expect her and Britain's Prince Harry to be silent if it was perpetuating falsehoods about us. It's part of an interview with Oprah Winfrey, which will air in the US on Sunday and in the UK on Monday. And it's expected to detail the couple's short period as working royals together before they step down for a life in the US. Buckingham Palace is now investigating claims the Duchess bullied royal staff. In a clip released by CBS this morning, Oprah Winfrey asks her, "How do you feel about the palace hearing you speak your truth today?"
"I don't know how they could expect that after all of this time, we would still just be silent if there is an active role that the firm is playing in perpetuating falsehoods about us. And if that comes with risk of losing things, I mean, there's a lot that's been lost already."
The firm, Meghan Markle speaking to Oprah Winfrey in an interview to be aired this weekend. Johnny Diamond is royal correspondent for BBC News. Johnny, good morning.
Good morning, Gavin.
Do you know what else was said in the interview?
No, we don't. We're waiting to find out because the CBS is putting out these sort of dribs and drabs, just a couple of clips so far, these teaser clips. And we understand that Harry has talked about how unbelievably tough life had been for him. We understand that there was a reference to Meghan being silenced, but that is it, because so far we've had probably a release of about 1 minute from what we understand will be a 2 hour long program. But that most recent clip that you played, that CBS put out about 3 or 4 hours ago now, is pretty explosive stuff. Two reasons. I mean, one, it's very clear we can expect fireworks. We can expect direct criticism of the royal family, which is always the big question. We were pretty sure that Meghan and Harry were going to have a go at the media. They've made clear that they loathe the British media, in particular the best-selling newspapers in Britain, who they feel they were very hard done by. But it wasn't clear whether they sort of crossed the line and criticised the royal family. Well, that makes it pretty clear they're going to. And secondly, we get a glimpse into her state of mind, their state of mind. They clearly think that the palace has been and is actively spreading, well, they use the phrase, falsehoods about them. And that is their reason for sort of letting rip. But we don't know how far that goes. Does it mean direct criticism of individual members of the family? Does it mean they're going to start telling tales out of school? It's a very good teaser clip because it does make you think, gosh, I want to watch that.
Johnny, for those of us who haven't been keeping up, and even for those of us who have, what's the firm?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, the firm. That phrase, I think, first came from Prince Philip, the Queen's husband. And that is a reference to the royal family and the machinery around it, the sort of the organization that other people refer to as the palace, the royal family, the court, whatever you want. There is some dispute as to whether it directly refers to just family members or whether it is the sort of wider palace. And again, that might seem like an unimportant point, but if you're thinking about what kind of things Meghan is talking about there, whether it means that she's going to directly talk about, I don't know, Prince William or the Queen, or whether she's just going to talk about courtiers, arguably of less interest and less damaging, we'll have to see. But yeah, the firm generally just refers to the royal family.
Before we get on to talking about these bullying claims and the timing of them, are Buckingham Palace worried and why?
Yeah, I mean, I think Buckingham Palace is concerned about it. I mean, outwardly they say, look, we are more worried about the status of Prince Philip, the condition of Prince Philip. He's now in his third week in hospital. He's 99 years old. He's got an infection and they're worried about his heart as well. And I think that's probably top of their list of concerns. But yeah, when they're thinking about how the royal family comes across, having the couple give an interview and what's clearly a no-holds-barred interview and what is clearly going to include criticism of them, there's no way they wouldn't be concerned about it. They'll be concerned about what's said and how it is said. On the surface, however, when you talk to them, they'll say, look, we've got other things to worry about right now.
Does the timing of these bullying claims belie their concern?
Well, I mean, it's complicated on the bullying claims. You know, this is past history. This refers to stuff that was going on in 2018. And the allegations that have been made by a series of anonymous sources in the London Times is that predominantly Meghan, but also Harry, acted, well, in a bullying manner towards people. The allegation is that two members of staff were bullied out of their jobs by Meghan. And it has to be said that around that time, there were an awful lot of stories about Meghan, stories coming out of the palace about Meghan being, put it this way, an over-demanding boss. And, you know, a number of staff of the couple did leave. The interview itself was recorded before these allegations were made. But the sort of Sussex people, the people around them, the people who are close to them, say, look at this story. It is an absolute prime example of the palace or a part of the palace briefing against the Duke and Duchess. So, you know, it's a complicated and fairly unhappy tale, a product of, you know, this being both a personal situation, a family with all of its tensions, and we all know about that, but also an official situation because of the place that these individuals occupy or occupied within the British state.
And Meghan and Harry are clearly going to deny any claims of bullying families. Johnny Diamond, thanks for speaking to us. 2 minutes to 9.